For fear of the Jews, the 12 disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ locked themselves in an upper room on the day of his burial, fearing that they too would be crucified by the murderers of God. Today, many still, even Christians, for fear of the Jews, are frightened into speaking out against Jewish designs and censure those who do, like yours truly. But Jews themselves do not fear the Goyim when prosecuting their agenda, whether it be promoting multiculturalism, the genocidal state of Israel, or even discrediting the messianic claims and historicity of the Lord Jesus Christ.
It might be the most controversial story ever.
You do not need to take the story literally.
And even here, Christians are too timid, downright cowards actually, to repudiate Jewry's anti-Christian actions, remaining silent, passive, meek as mice, even when Jews blaspheme the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Take, for instance, Jewish comedian Sarah Silverman, known as the toilet mouth of pseudo-comedy, who in a recent stage performance said that she was glad that Jesus Christ was crucified and would do it again in an effing second, if given the chance. Now, watch her closely. She begins her rant with her typical stage humor.
Everybody blames the Jews for killing Christ, and then the Jews try to pass it off on the Romans. You know, I'm one of the few people that believes it was the blacks.
But once she launches into her blasphemy against Jesus Christ, her eyes glare up and her tone of voice betrays a demonic malice.
I hope the Jews did kill Christ. I'd do it again. I'd fucking do it again in a second.
In her 2011 feature, The Morning After, Silverman has sex with God, portrayed as an elderly black sex fiend who pleads with Silverman unsuccessfully to remain in heaven with him as his lover.
I had a really good time last night. Come to heaven with me today. You'll see the past and the future. You can fly.
For Silverman, like many of her co-religionist Jewish comedians, whose audiences are largely white Gentiles, God is to be trashed, mongrelized, degraded into the lowest form of vulgarity. Jewish comedians also love to make Gentiles laugh to distract them from Jewry's global designs to control us all. And crossing the borderline between the tasteful and the vulgar is certainly not one of Jewry's hallmarks. Sarah Silverman constantly mocks and ridicules Christianity, as in this picture where she compares Christian symbols such as the Holy Cross of Christ to demons, bats, women's girdles, and women's bras. Then there's Jewish comedians Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld, who in their crass mockery have a painting of the Lord Jesus Christ placed above a toilet. Larry David starts urinating into the toilet next to the painting, purposely allowing his urine to splash onto the painting of Jesus. And after relieving himself, inspects his splashed urine on Jesus' eye. This is supposed to be funny. The next day, he has a shiksa, which Jews call white Gentile women, meaning unclean animal, excitedly telling Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld that suddenly a miracle tear appeared on Christ's picture.
There is a painting hanging up of Jesus, and he's got a tear coming down on his face. A real tear that was never there before.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
That's odd.
It's a miracle. He chose us.
Wow. Are you sure it wasn't water?
Ridiculing Jesus Christ is not enough for Jewish comedians. They delight in a white woman fornicating in a simulated sex scene with Jesus Christ. In the recent movie, The Ten, designed to make a mockery of the teachings of the Holy Bible, produced by Jewish film director David Wayne and distributed by movie financier David Bergstein, a virginal white librarian named Gloria is deflowered by a young Mexican stud, purposely made up to look like Jesus Christ. And of course, Gloria is convinced the young Mexican stud is Jesus Christ himself.
Jesucristo es la segunda venida.
In this next clip, we see a group of American Jews holding a pseudo-Christmas party, singing the song, Jesus is a Bastard, intertwined with one of their blasphemous verses, Joseph had the hots for Mary, and now she's got a man between her thighs.
Jesus is a bastard, whoa, 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 whoa. Jesus is a bastard, yeah, 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 yeah.
Perhaps you should just be finding a new wife, Joseph.
No, no, I love Mary, so she's the apple of my eye. But now another man has been between her thighs.
I'm going to let the following clips, produced by Israeli Jews, speak for themselves. One of them portraying Jesus Christ as a monkey during his crucifixion. And here we have Israeli Jews frothing at the mouth in their unabashed, bold hatred and malice towards the Lord Jesus Christ.
You and you fucking Jesus could kiss my ass, okay? We killed Jesus, we're proud of it.
Indeed, all that Christians hold sacred and holy, Israeli Jews, whom American taxpayers support, spit on, trash, and defile.
דברים מספרים לכם שמריה אמו, אבל זה לא נכון. ההוכחה לכך היא פשוטה. שיוחנן המטביל היה תוקע לה במריה לא הייתה קופצת מין חדשים בתוכנית הלילה של יוספוס פלביוס. אל תאמינו לה.
These are the so-called chosen people whom deluded and timid Christians cow and cater to in abject submission. But by rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ, the Jews have relinquished their chosenness and have become instead, as St. Paul asserts, enemies of the gospel and contrary to all men. For fear of the Jews, many Christians are frightened into silence and in many cases acquiesce to the many complaints by Jewry when criticized of anti-Semitism. But as for me, whose life is dedicated to defending the honor of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I will not capitulate.